I apologize for this ethnic bumper music. We've got white people listening, Craig. You might want to. 1-800-449-8668. Oh, you mean that's Britney Spears. Okay. Well, she's dating a black guy, right? So anyway, who's calling and who has the number to this studio and why between 4 and 7 Pacific are people calling on that phone? Well, the answer is we don't know, but the solution is tear it out of the wall. And that'll help, okay? We've
told them.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Today, if you're listening, we, again, will give you another password that will enable you to win tickets to see the show live at the Museum of Television and Radio on Thursday, November 2nd. During today's show, I'm going to announce today's password and a special fax number, and this is a new password for today. And when I announce that fax number, try dialing up that number instead of the other number that a lot of you guys are dialing up, which is really boring, and we're getting faxes here, and I don't know whether you think you're funny or I don't know what it is, but you don't fax us, because every fax that we get at the particular fax machine, like our office fax machine, we're throwing them into the garbage. I mean, I'm not even reading them. They're just going straight into the trash. Just fax to the number that we give you, and life is going to be a beautiful thing. You're not going to sneak in, and you're not going to get a better place in line or anything like that by faxing to numbers that we don't give out. Fax in your name, your home telephone number, and today's password, and then, of course, we will randomly select a winner each day. Keep listening today. We'll have that password for you momentarily. Is baseball still popular in America? This debate is raging for some reason this season. Maybe it's because we have a so-called Subway Series in New York that focuses the game into one market while the rest of the country sort of presses its collective nose against the glass. Maybe it's because baseball, seeing the ratings that the League Championship Series were not able to garner, if you will, suddenly comes into yet even higher scrutiny. And because of the money that these networks are paying for the rights to broadcast these games, suddenly they're asking themselves, are they getting a fair return on their investment? So we went out and we found a family in the San Fernando Valley. They have boys who play baseball, Bobby and Steve Dooley, in the Valley. And we want to talk to them today on the Phil Hendry Show. And we thank you, Bobby, for joining us.
Thank you, Phil.
And is your husband there?
Yes, my husband Steve is here, but he asked me to...
sort of be the spokesperson for the family?
Yes. So we're very excited, and we do have three boys who play, who did play baseball.
And, now, did play baseball. Tell me the journey of your boys athletically, and what do they do?
We have three sons. We looked at baseball over the last couple of years, and we had two of our boys in the local Little League. And I can see the coaches trying to push them into playing high school baseball. And thank goodness, Phil, my husband, recommended that the boys really get out of Little League.
So your husband recommended that they get out of Little League?
Yes, he did. Our boys are very talented, and we really didn't want them propping up a sport which, Phil, unfortunately, my husband really considers a dead sport.
Your husband said what?
My husband considers baseball to be a dead sport.
A dead sport?
Yes. And we did some reading, and we did a little research, and we heard about how soccer was being played here in the Los Angeles area. So we took our boys over to watch a soccer football game, and as you know, they call it football in some countries that are not American countries.
F-U-T-B-O-L. Yeah, football is the name, the preferred name. We don't call it that here because of American football.
Yes, because the game that we play, we call football. So we took our boys over to watch a game, and my husband was really disgusted with how bad the soccer was. And we decided that our boys would help make soccer more, gooder, because we felt the Dooley family could inject some life into this dying sport. My husband was really, he believes that soccer is important, but the way it's being played right now.
So what I'm getting here is that you took your boys out of Little League Baseball.
That is correct.
And put them into soccer?
Yes.
Because you consider soccer to be a great sport?
Well, I don't know. My husband and I looked at it, and the way it's played here in America by a lot of the kids, especially here in the Los Angeles area, it's very not good. And we feel, because our sons have a great deal of athletic ability, it was really a choice, Phil, that we had.
Right.
Between keeping them in baseball so that they could help out baseball, or putting them in soccer so that our sons could help soccer. And my husband really feels that because soccer probably is a little bit more of the future, because of the Europeans who play it, then, you know, our boys should be involved in it.
Yeah, well, yeah, you didn't answer the question. Why should your boys be involved in soccer?
Well, you know, soccer is the future. You know what? I really don't know why, but I know that they can't play baseball.
You don't know why you have your boys in soccer?
Well, because there's an awful lot of other boys playing it, and I see a lot of the women who drive their boys up and let their boys go out and kick a ball. And
So you and Steve decided, your husband, that soccer is better because there's a lot of other kids playing it, and it's a sport that your kids could dominate? Or
well, it seems like there's a lot of countries that play it, because we saw something on television a number of years ago. It's called the World Cup. I don't know whether or not your listeners are aware of it. It is the World Championship of Soccer, and I don't know whether or not your listeners are aware of it, but America played in it, as did Uruguay, Russia, and Finland. And I don't know whether or not your listeners are aware of it, but soccer is played all around the world. And
I'm sure that our listeners are aware of a lot of that.
But because it's international in scope, my husband felt that the boys would be having a better chance there. We want to influence a sport whereby our boys will get a little bit more exposure.
Okay, we're talking with Bobby Dooley. Her husband is Steve Dooley. They removed their boys from Little League Baseball because your husband considers it a dying sport.
Absolutely, Phil. We did some reading. We saw that one of our boys, actually won something last year, the MVP. Is that
the MVP award?
Yeah. Is that good? Or?
Yeah, that's MVP stands for Most Valuable Player. And
okay, well, he won that, and we said, well, even still, we don't want him in baseball because it's really boring, and it's really not good, and we really want them to play soccer.
So the Dooley boys will be playing soccer?
They'll be playing this year and next year. We'll get them into junior soccer and hopefully into high school soccer. And we're really happy to be able to do this for our youth soccer in L.A. because it really needs our sons.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Bobby and Steve Dooley have three boys that are basically have left baseball and are now playing soccer because it's so international in scope that you feel that it is the sport of the future.
That is correct, Phil.
You also said something interesting. You feel that your sons can help?
Yeah, because we've seen a lot of the soccer that's played around here, and it's I can't really use the words that my husband used, but he said it's blank poor. Soccer's a sport like polo, Phil. There is a higher class of person because it's international. Baseball is a game that's played by a lot of kids from different walks of life, and they aren't as well nourished.
Well, how do your boys feel about all of this? Now, you've taken them out of baseball. You've put them into soccer.
Well, Phil, boys, you know, there are some tears and there's some yelling, but we know in our house, children do not dictate, okay?
I understand.
Baseball is dead. My husband believes that our sons shouldn't be the practitioners of a dead sport because that's not going to do the Dooley boys any good. Baseball is not of the living. Soccer is of the living. And my husband believes that if our sons get involved in soccer, then American soccer gets better. And if American soccer gets better, then we can compete with the ones that live in Europe.
And the soccer teams in Europe.
Yes.
Okay. 1-800. So look at that. There's a family that's leaving baseball because it's a dead sport, and they want their kids playing soccer. So that apparently her kids are very athletically. They're very athletically developed, and she wants them to begin to benefit soccer. 1-800-449-8686. Now, that's Bobby and Steve Dooley. They live in the Valley, and we're going to get back to talking with them about that and also your phone calls here on The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley with me. Bobby, what were you saying about your husband Steve's his own baseball career?
Yeah, well, Phil, my husband could have been a great baseball player, and I don't think he was ever given a really good chance, and I think that's what's happening out there.
Well, what did he play?
My husband played for the University of Southern California.
No, but what position?
He played the pitcher, the part of the pitcher.
All right, so he played pitcher?
Yes, and he was really good, Phil, but they never, ever played him. And we really found that to be unusual.
Why?
Because I don't know. He was never told. He assures me that he was really good.
Well, your husband, he was never played.
My husband was a victim, I think, of baseball, where only the friends of the coach are played and the manager's son, whoever his friend is. Because my husband, Steve... was really good.
How do you know your husband, Steve? He went to USC. Now, I know you two guys went to SC together, right?
Yes. And Phil, Steve told me that he was really good. I want all the mothers to know that I...
You don't really know that for a fact. You know that your husband played baseball at SC, that he was a pitcher, but he never got played.
I know because, look, Phil, all of our mothers, I want them to know that our boys are in soccer. It's going to be all right. I want the soccer mothers to know everything's going to be fine. We're going to help the sport. Our boys are getting out of baseball, but we're putting it into soccer.
And your husband in college was never played because he was really good, but there was a conspiracy?
Yes. My husband was very good, but the coach wouldn't play him because the coach's son was on the team, and he only played the boys that would come over and play with his son at their house.
Are these college guys?
Yes.
And he would only play the people that would come over and play with his son?
Yes, the ones that would be a part of his boy that would come over and play in the pool, yeah.
It's hard for me to imagine college men coming over and playing in the pool. Anyway, let's take some phone calls, Bobby. You are talking about pulling your kids out of baseball and putting them in soccer.
And they are in the Greater West Valley Soccer League this year, yeah.
Okay. Here is Delaware on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Delaware?
Hello.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Please get this lady off the phone. She doesn't know anything about soccer or baseball. Soccer is a great sport. Baseball is not a sport.
I have three sons who are involved in the sport.
I have plenty of sons. I have two sons that are involved in both soccer and baseball.
My sons were good.
Baseball is not a dying sport.
My sons are good at baseball.
Yeah, and we'll take your word for it.
Your
husband wasn't played in college because he sucked.
My husband believes that baseball is a dying sport.
Well, no one else does. Only your husband does.
Well,
now,
no one's
speak
watching
for yourself,
it on TV.
Not your, not for your husband.
No one's watching
speak
it on
for
TV.
Yourself.
No one's watching it on TV.
Because no one watches soccer on TV either.
Hey, buddy,
soccer
hey,
and baseball is a boring sport
hey,
to watch
sorry,
on TV.
Is that your husband?
It's my husband, Steve.
Yeah, hey. Who are you talking to? You talking to my wife? Hey, stupid.
Oh, I'm not stupid.
Okay,
your wife
well,
is.
Well, come on, let's talk. You want to talk to me? Talk to me.
All right, look, gentlemen,
then,
I don't want...
Get on the phone, then.
I'm right on the phone right now. What do you got to say to me?
Baseball is not a dying sport.
Baseball.
Where do you think that's a dying sport
hey.
At?
Hey, pal, nobody's watching on TV, okay?
No one watches soccer on... No one watches soccer on TV either.
Okay, down where I work, I got a landscaping business. None of the guys are watching it now, and they're all watching the Major League Soccer.
Now, can I interject something?
What?
Sure.
I want to ask you, Steve, don't you have a lot of Hispanic workers?
Yeah.
Naturally, they're going to watch soccer on TV.
What's that got to do with it?
Because it's huge in South America.
Because it's big in South America. And it's
all I know is a guy that worked for me to watch soccer. Don't watch baseball. Okay? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Delaware.
Well, that's all you guys watch back there.
No, not at all. I watch football.
I know. I watch football, too. Baseball is bad.
Well, what was the stuff about you were really good?
Why is baseball bad?
Huh?
Why is baseball bad?
Well, nobody wants to watch it. It's boring. It's really slow. And my boys, I got to pull them out of baseball because I want them to have the best. And they got
have
a bigger
the best.
Chance. Yeah, they're
going
to play
no
in the
money
World
in soccer.
You ever heard of the World Cup? Yeah.
Yes, I've heard of the World Cup, and so is everybody else.
Okay, now guess what? You can make some big-time money there.
You can make big-time money in baseball all over the world.
The World Cup is played all over the world.
So is baseball.
And you can win the World Championship or the World Cup, and my boys can make money doing that.
And you can win the World Series in baseball and make $100 million.
Yeah, but nobody's watching anymore. See?
No one watches soccer on TV
either. Wait a second. Name me one Major League Baseball team in Delaware. See? There isn't any.
Philadelphia Phillies, right?
Yeah, this gentleman listens. He listens. He watches the Phillies because that's in the Delaware Valley, correct, sir?
Correct.
And the
whatever. Big money's endorsements anyway, okay? And you see
Absolutely.
That guy with those dreadlocks?
More money in endorsements in baseball than there is in soccer.
Soccer players get a lot of that endorsement money from Coca-Cola because that's all they drink in Brazil.
All right,
you remember the guy with the dreadlocks?
The guy with the dreadlocks.
Right.
All right, thank you, sir.
You don't know his name.
Who? What?
All right.
The guy with the dreadlocks. You don't even know his name.
Yeah, the guy with the dreadlocks.
Well, he makes an awful lot of money in coke in by taking coke.
No, by drinking it, you bitch.
One guy.
All right.
That's one guy.
Yeah, that's true. That is one guy. Here is Philadelphia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
Yes, am I on?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I wanted to make a comment. About the dueling.
The World Cup is played all over the world.
Right. Let the gentleman in Philadelphia go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about that saying baseball is dead. If you think baseball is dead, you should try to get a ticket for the Subway Series in New York between the Yankees and the Mets.
Well, there's nobody in Philadelphia running up there to get a ticket, is there? I know there's nobody in L.A. running up there to get a ticket. The only people who want to get tickets, I'll prove to you that baseball is dead. The only people who are trying to get tickets for that series live in New York.
Well, of course, because that's where their fans are. If Atlanta was in the World Series, you wouldn't be able to get tickets to that too. I think where you live, you said a lot of your work is watch soccer. But don't say that baseball is dead because baseball is a great sport.
Well, I think baseball
soccer is not an American sport.
Well, I can tell
soccer
you what,
only came here with the immigrants who come.
But what are we going to do? Our boys are very talented at soccer, and they play such bad soccer here in Los Angeles that we want the children to do well.
We want our boys to help out the soccer league.
I mean, if you expect your children to make a living playing any professional sport, you're very wrong.
Well, let me ask a question. How's the soccer out in Philadelphia?
They play soccer here. There's a lot of soccer here.
Is it good soccer, or is it kind of sloppy?
No, well, I can't tell because
how many Mexicans you got out there?
Let the man finish, okay?
You got to have a Mexican base.
There's a lot of soccer here, but I can't tell what level it is.
Can I ask a question, Phil?
Go ahead.
Do they have a baseball team in the Philadelphia area?
Of course, the Phillies.
Yeah, they suck too, don't they?
They have.
Okay, never mind.
I mean, there is a lot of soccer.
Don't have baseball?
There is soccer. You know, a lot of kids.
Do you know about the World Cup?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, they play that in America as well.
I know. Listen, I'm not saying soccer is not big. I'm only saying baseball is not dead.
But you've seen the World Cup.
I'm familiar with that.
Okay. They play that all over the world. And the Philadelphia Phillies only play in Philadelphia and
I'm not saying that soccer is big in the world.
I didn't see the Phillies playing in China or anything.
I'm not saying that soccer
is
not big.
When's the last time
they
had the World Series in Spain?
I'm saying that baseball is not dead. I think your husband's wrong about it.
Oh, you're wrong. I didn't know you were going to watch the baseball game.
Let me ask you, sir. You live in Philadelphia. I live in Los Angeles. Are you going to watch the World Series? I'm going to watch the World Series just to see if Clemens throws one at Piazza.
Well, they're not going to let Clemens pitch at Shea Stadium.
Oh, really?
Are you guys talking about baseball?
Yes.
It's really boring.
Soccer's boring. Soccer's what's boring.
Soccer is speed. It's athleticism.
I mean, your husband played baseball, didn't he? Your husband played baseball, right?
I played baseball. I was the pitcher.
And you think it's boring?
I didn't get to play.
Well, did you play in high school?
No, they wouldn't let me play.
He
must have sucked, too. Hold on, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show with the Dooley family, Bob and Bobby and Steve Dooley, they live in the Valley, and they've taken their kids out of Little League Baseball. It is their opinion that baseball is a dead sport. You guys have got them playing soccer. And one of the things you've been saying here is that your boys are such good soccer players that they should be playing to help benefit the sport.
That's correct, Phil, yeah.
Well, if they're such good baseball players, why don't you have them play baseball?
Because, Phil, as good as they'll get in baseball, it will always be a sport that is horrifically dull.
Nobody will always watch it on TV either, Phil. And you gotta...
I understand, Steve, that nobody's watching on TV, okay? I know that. But how about bringing it back a little bit?
Okay, a lot of kids, American kids, are sitting on their fat rear end. Now, if they play soccer, they're going to get on a fat rear end. You see what I'm saying?
I know that soccer is more aerobic.
Yeah, and you don't ever see a soccer kid sit on his big fat bottom, but you see a lot of big fat bottom on a baseball kid.
And so we have a song. You know how in baseball they have, "Oh, take me out to the baseball game." Do you know that one?
Yeah, that's the one everybody sings.
Okay, this is really silly, but it's a soccer song. Can I sing this?
Go ahead and sing the song.
Saturday morning, out at the park. Don't care if you're white, don't care if you're dark. Soccer is the game, it's never tame. Come on, everybody, show us your lark.
Uh-huh.
See, and that's just something that we wanted to do. And
I like it a lot.
All right. Show us your lark. Man.
Wasn't funny.
Well, it sounds, I don't know, man. Don't sound right. Here is St. Louis on the Phil Hendry Show.
But you know something, Phil? We're trying to do something to help the kids.
I understand that. It made me laugh. St. Louis, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, my name is Lisa Roberts. I'm calling from St. Louis. You guys are talking about...
Hold on for a minute, Lisa. We didn't talk to a woman. We talked... Hey, Lisa. Lisa. Lisa?
Yes.
We talked to a man when we screened this call. What are you doing there?
I know, it's my husband. What I'm more upset than he is because I'm a soccer coach.
All right,
and
dear.
A mom.
Oh, you are a soccer. Who did we talk to, the husband?
Yeah, that was my husband who called in for me.
All right, well, we'll let it go this time.
Hi, I'm Bobby.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa, I'm Bobby. You do coach soccer?
Yeah, I coach soccer. My question for you is, you guys are sitting there talking about...
Saturday morning, out to the park.
Can we not sing that now, Bobby?
All right. But what I'm really trying to say
first
is...
First of all, let me ask you one question. Mm-hmm. You guys are talking mm-hmm. enough. Let me ask you mm-hmm. one question,
mm-hmm.
please.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, the question mm-hmm. is, mm-hmm. you guys are mm-hmm. talking about mm-hmm. what is mm-hmm. best,
yes.
that what you want for your
yes.
kids. You
yes.
haven't even
yes.
just asked what
yes.
your kids
uh-huh.
want.
Yes, uh-huh, that's right. You
what
know
have
what?
You asked you?
Do you know why, dear? In our house, children don't run things. Adults do. Now,
okay, well, that's where you're wrong.
I don't know about your home. But
my
children,
home, I have a happy
mm-hmm,
child.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you let your baby tell you what to do? How old is your child?
My child is 9 months.
9 months. Oh, so the baby looks up from the crib and says, "Hey, Mom,
no.
I think I'd like to drink a pint of whiskey today." Of course not.
You're missing the point, ma'am.
You don't
I am
a
soccer coach. I've coached 7th and 8th grade children,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
okay?
Okay.
Their parents do not force them to go into volleyball or softball because they're making more money.
I want to jump in. I want to ask the lady in St. Louis. You're a soccer coach, ma'am?
Yes, yes, sir, I am.
Okay, this is the sport you want your boys in.
That's right. That's why I wanted to hear what she had to say.
No, I want my children. I want our children, my husband
mm-hmm.
and my children,
mm-hmm.
to choose what they want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Not because there's more money in it.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to choose what they want to play. It's a sport. It's for fun.
Right.
And yes, if they go
mm-hmm.
somewhere
mm-hmm.
in college,
mm-hmm.
then that's better
mm-hmm.
for them.
But don't you feel soccer is a sport that you can meet more better people in?
Obviously, you don't know anything about
mm-hmm.
soccer because
mm-hmm.
you're talking about the World Cup. For God's sakes, everybody knows what the World Cup is.
The World Cup.
From St. Louis to
yes.
Philadelphia. And it's
yes.
not, it's played around the world.
That's right.
The countries come together in one place.
And what?
Did you watch the World Cup's women's team where we won it last year?
I thought that was so wonderful I heard about that. I didn't see it. I heard about it.
Well, then, obviously, you don't know that much about soccer.
I do know that soccer is not played in St. Louis.
But I mean
professionally. They don't have a professional team in St. Louis. But I will say this.
For your information, we have an indoor team.
Mm-hmm.
They might not be professional international,
mm-hmm.
but we have an indoor
mm-hmm.
team.
What is the name of the baseball team, Phil, in the St. Louis, Missouri area?
Oh, my God.
It's the great St. Louis.
Have you ever heard of St.
Louis
being
the Cardinals.
Baseball?
Yeah, the
St.
Louis
St.
Cardinals.
Louis?
Okay, when's the last time the St. Louis Cardinals played in Finland? I rest my case.
You know, they're not going to play in... Why would the St. Louis Cardinals play in Finland?
Right.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. and yet the soccer players play in Finland and also in Greece. And how, have you ever been to Finland? Hello?
You're asking stupid questions, lady.
No. The World Cup is played...
Where'd the World Cup start? If you know so much, where'd the World Cup start? Why can't you answer these questions that people are asking you?
Ask
you guys don't know anything about soccer, obviously.
I don't
know anything about a baseball.
My boys can kick the ball on their knees and everything. They bounce the ball on their knee.
Is that good?
Yes, that's very good. They have great ball control. What is your question?
My question is, what do your children want to do? Not what you want, not
they
what money
make,
they
you
make.
Know what they want to do? I'll tell you what they want to do. They want to make their mother happy. They want to
make give me
their
a break,
mother happy.
Lady.
Boy's best friend is his mother. Boy's best friend is his mama.
What are you, Norman Bates? That's exactly what I heard in Psycho.
And exactly.
Listen, what is wrong with the song? Oh, Saturday morning after
That's
the
stupid.
Park.
It's stupid. It's stupid. Who cares about a song?
You know
Nobody
something?
Cares about a song. They care about what their kids want and being happy, not making $10 million
you know something?
Five
you
years
know
down the road.
No wonder,
obviously, you don't
no
understand because there was a big conspiracy against
well,
your husband,
yes,
and he sucked in college.
He was very good.
Well, how do we know he was good when he never played?
Yeah,
was really
he
good.
Was not good.
They wouldn't let me play because I wouldn't play with his son.
You guys were in college. What do you mean?
You should have quit the team and went to a different school like any other college
They
student.
Never let me play.
Then you should have quit the school.
I just
you should have
said...
transferred to another school, sucked it up, and went to another school and played where you got some playing time if you were so damn good. And if you were so
Suck
good, you would have had other colleges and other scouts out there looking at you. Put
you know,
two and two together. I play college soccer. I understand how it works. There is
you know
no
something?
Such thing.
Youth soccer teams have wonderful names. And by the way, with an attitude like yours... No wonder the St. Louis Cardinals
With
didn't win the Super Bowl.
With the parenting that you have, no wonder your kids aren't going to go anywhere because you're controlling them.
Hey, Bobby.
You need to be an open parent.
The St. Louis Cardinals didn't play in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yes, they did.
No, it's called a playoff for the World Series,
hello,
lady.
Hello, St. Louis won the Super Bowl. Hello.
Yeah, we're talking about baseball, not football.
What's the baseball?
Baseball's World Series.
Yeah,
All
World
right.
Series.
All
we
right,
just went to the playoffs and lost.
Yeah, no wonder the St. Louis Cardinals...
Honey,
you know,
I'm so
full of hate and rage.
Hate and rage. It makes me sad to realize that there are parents out
My
there
boys
who
play.
Do not let their children be happy with what they want to do instead of being control freaks
How long
and
have
telling
you
them what to be.
How long have you coached?
Because
soccer?
It all comes to money.
I want my boys to slender up and not have the big wide rear end when they play baseball. And
oh goodness, that's
attitude,
stereotypical. That shows how ignorant you are by making stereotypical comments.
I think the Cardinals
comments.
Are never going to win the Stanley Cup. And
the who?
Cardinals.
Well, that's the wrong sport again, because the Stanley Cup is hockey.
And that's the Blues.
Well, you're giving me the Blues.
Oh,
the way
I
you're
know.
Talking.
These people are giving and me the
okay,
Blues.
All right. Thanks very much, ma'am, for
Thank
trying to make some
much.
Sense out of this. You guys are talking about sports.
So it isn't important. What we're trying to say is we do support soccer because...
God, Bobby, you are so stupid when it comes to sports. Why'd you tell me Stanley Cup?
What are you talking about?
You told me Stanley Cup. Stupid bitch.
Hey, watch that, okay?
My wife.
I don't care. I don't want to hear that kind of language.
You know something, Phil? Keep your nose out of our marriage.
Wait a second. This guy is using the B word, which with a B, to you.
He is my husband. He's entitled.
Well, I don't want it on my airwaves. You got that?
I do not.
I don't want it on my airwaves. Have you got that?
What I do?
You know what you did. I don't want it on my airwaves. Here is Studio City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, the longer I listen to people, the more ignorant I realize they are.
Thank you. You know, we've had nothing but people call us names.
I'm just going to override this.
We have nothing. We've had people call us names.
People, and she goes, uh-huh.
Yes, I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you. I'm listening. I'm listening to you.
And what did I just say?
You say that I don't hear a thing that you say.
Oh, all right. Well, then you're listening now. Okay, now I'd like to address your husband.
Yeah.
I think his problem with your son playing baseball is that he's jealous because he was never any good. And he would hate to see your son be better at anything that he ever did.
I was one of the best pitchers on the USC team.
You what?
I was one of the best pitchers for the University of California.
But you never played. Obviously, you sucked, so they would have had you play.
Oh, really? Oh, really? And how do you figure that?
Because you know, the baseball teams, they make a lot of money for having good players. Even college, they get better players if they have good players on the team. And if they've got a good player, they're not going to sit him on the bench just because you didn't like his brother or whatever the hell you're playing.
I wouldn't play with his brother.
What do you mean play with the brother? You guys were in college. You haven't answered this question for me, okay? And if you never played, then how good...
Mr. Henry, I'm not here to defend myself. I'm just saying that baseball blows, and I'm not going to have my boys play it no more.
Are your boys home right now?
What?
Are any of you, either of your boys home right now?
Yes, all three of the boys are home. They get home from school.
Why don't you put one of your boys on the cell phone? Let us talk to them about what
you know, I answered that question already. Children don't run this house. Maybe they run yours. They don't run ours.
No, and, children? Actually, my dogs run my children.
I'm sure that you have your dogs. Oh, that's great. I bet you have a chain link fence out back, too, huh?
You bet they have what?
A chain link fence.
No, I don't have a chain link fence.
Have
because I got a southern accent doesn't mean I'm white trash.
Have you got the avocado green carpeting?
No,
okay, where are we
no.
going with this?
I just wanted, Saturday morning, out to the park. Don't care if you're white, don't care if you're dark. Soccer is the game. It's never a team. Have your husband show me his lark.
Excuse me?
All right, I got to go now.
Bobby, quit making us look so stupid, you dumb snatch.
All right, I got to get out of here with this. This is sad. They're gone. They're history. Schaefer, you're fired again. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. Coming up on the 4th of November will be our Casino Night 2000. The Phil Hendry Show and My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, California, present Dwight Yoakam at the Santa Monica Museum of Flying November the 4th. And he's a gracious and generous man, Dwight Yoakam. He's a tremendous singer-songwriter, as well as a fine actor and... man... That's cold. This cold, this is a 3-week job. And I've seen people drop like flies. I have seen them sweating and collapsing in doorways with this thing. Melissa just came home with it from San Francisco and has graced us with her presence for the last 3 days, infecting every corner of our office. No, she's okay. Anyway, Dwight is a terrific actor. If you saw Newton Boys or Sling Blade especially, he is a director and writer, and he's going to be performing at our My Friend's Place Casino Night 2000 benefit. And one of the things that is very flattering and great, you know, feels really good for all of us on this show is that Dwight found out about My Friend's Place by listening to the Phil Hendry Show. So he's going to come in and talk with us on October the 30th. Now, we don't have guests per se on the show. I have no idea what I'm going to talk to this gentleman about. I do know that I like his music, and I'm not really a country music fan per se, but this dude is, he's all right, and... You know what? Anything that my kids hate, I like. So that's good. My kids don't like country music. You know, I put it on in the car sometime just to get a breath of air blowing through the car, just to blow just to blast something new and fresh through the car. We're going to school every morning. What do I hear them say? Kiss FM. So, you know. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. Sure, Rick, you know, we love you. My kids love you. I like you, but my kids love you. So every now and again, I'll just slide something. So this morning, I slipped this on. And my kid said, who's this? I said, Dwight Yoakam.
I say he's Dan.
And I said, it's pretty good.
I'm your man.
We like this guy.
Well, tell me something.
Those guys will show you a Sling Blade.
I understand you said you love me. Oh, not the back. And then you left me.
Yeah.
I said you felt trapped. Did you stand by me? No, not at all.
Who did this originally? Craig Taylor. Who did this song originally?
No.
Oh, I forgot. That was like 20. That's like The Clash. Yeah, The Clash did that. And that was on their album London Calling. So that's really what Dwight's doing on this album. Is this a new one, Mike? Your sister had this. It's called Under the Covers. And obviously, it's a collection of covers. He also has on here an old Kink song, Tired of Waiting for You. And here's another one that you may recognize. This is a duet with Sheryl Crow. Listen to this.
Dwight, come on in.
come on and start singing, will you?
She never had a mother. She hardly knew her dad. She's been in town for 18 years. And I'm the only boy she's had.
Baby, I can't stay.
You're right. Sonny and Cher did this. Yeah. Baby, don't go.
Someday.
This was Sonny and Cher. And that's Dwight Yoakam and Sheryl Crow. And then I'll just do one more, and then you can all kiss my bright red Rosie. How do you like that? Okay, how about this one?
You say you will love me if I have your.
What's that, Craig? The Rolling Stones? No, man, I'm sorry.
Thinking of me.
It's the Beatles.
Somehow I will know. Someday when I'm lonely.
That's good. I like this guy, don't you? I think the guy's good. He's very different and certainly is one of the reasons why people have returned to listening to country music. But you got to see this guy in action on the big screen, too. Did you see Sling Blade? Was that awesome or what? Everything in that movie was fantastic. You know the weakest part of that movie, I thought, was Robert Duvall's little cameo. He didn't do much for me at all. He just sat there looking like he had Alzheimer's, which is, I guess, what he had in the movie. So anyway, that will be Dwight Yoakam appearing at our casino night. I think that'd be a lot of fun because we'll be playing poker and blackjack and roulette and all that stuff. And it'll be for a great cause. My friends place a resource center for homeless and runaway kids, and we've been raising money. Our CD, the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD for the year 2000, the number one rated Phil Henry Show, will be released in November, and we also have vinyl. So we have a very exciting collection of media for you, CD and vinyl. And I just found out the other day, reading letters to the editor in the LA Times, that they're both called albums. So in other words, you can't say anymore that people, well, he has a new CD out. No, he has a new album out. The medium is CD, or the medium is vinyl, or the medium is tape. But an album is a collection. So albums are not a thing of the past. Albums are still with us. So our new album this year will be both on CD and vinyl. And you can pick it up at, I'd love to say a record store, but apparently we haven't got one, any card table that I'm sitting behind in the LA area this coming fall. And also, we're going to have a 1-800, or actually we're going to have an 877 number, whereby you can collect the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD and vinyl this year, and on the web as well, so that'll be fun. Thank you all for the $170,000 that we raised with our Best of 99 album, and we'll be back for more this year. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.